You don't get a second chance to make a first impression, and Moose Jaw capitalized on this expression in the most favorable way. My friends Andy, Aaron and myself visited Moose Jaw for the first time Jan 25-29, 2023 and were blown away by its hospitality and charm. While completing our obligatory tours of the Moose Jaw tunnels, taking in Warriors hockey games, and visiting Mac the Moose, we engaged the local pub and restaurant scenes to sample their offerings, cue the applause. The bar and foodie scene warrant highlighting a few of the most memorable hospitality experiences, particularly provided by Lauren at Rosie's on River Street. Thank you for keeping our pints full, our plates cleared and graciously receiving our Illinois license plate and Train Wreck Endings Rock Band sticker to festoon the pub's walls, and Tara and Emily at Bobby's Place. Thanks to you both for your engaging conversations, enlightening assessment of haggis, and not allowing us to tell you what to do. And last but not least is Sam, aka Emily, at Varoba's Family Restaurant. She was there not only to lend her pen so I could jot down notes for this letter, but also offered excellent hosting service coupled with a charming personality and an infectious laugh. It's a shame we didn't get to see that second pair of Zenni optical frames. If you visit Rosie's, Bobby's or Varoba's and are fortunate to be served by Lauren, Tara and Emily, or Sam respectively, please tell them that Matt, Andy and Aaron sent you to bring a smile to their faces. We can all use a bit more of that these days. I understand that Moose Jaw has been rebranded as Canada's most notorious city, but for me it still embodies its former moniker as the friendly city, and left us with a most favorable first and lasting impression. Thank you Moose Jaw, saw. Matthew Kovich, Chicago. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.